Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When addiction takes control, getting help can change everything. Parkwood Behavioral Health System offers compassionate, evidence-based addiction treatment for adults right here in Mississippi. Take the first step today. Visit parkwoodbhs.com. Healing starts here. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road. We're at MCS Home Center out here in Bellevue, Mississippi, and we're with our good friend Hank Lott, sponsor of the Eagle Hour. And Hank, sitting here to my right, he's not going to come on the show, I can tell you, but I do want to thank you, Hank, for having us out here. And boy, what a day to be here. We're surrounded by members of the 2026 Sun Belt Conference Champions of Baseball, and we're thrilled to have them here. Meet and greet out here with several of the guys, and there's already fans here showing up to talk to them, so you feel free to come by MCS Home Center, and these guys, I'm sure, will sign autographs for you, take pictures, and have a chat with you, and always a great opportunity to meet these fine, fine young men on this baseball team. Let's get right to it, Dima. We've got a lot of guests to talk to today. We've got Cross Sibley here with us. Everybody knows who that is. And Nick Smith, who works for MCS, played on the 2009 World Series team. Cross is about to play on the 2026 World Series team, we think. And Cross, welcome, man, back to the show. Congratulations. I know it must feel good to win the conference outright.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me. It feels great.
Yeah. Talk about a little bit about Saturday. And I don't want to talk so much about the game as I do what happened at the end of the game when all you guys were at home plate and you acknowledged the crowd, and the crowd certainly was acknowledging you as a guy that's been here 5 years. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What did that moment mean to you? Had to kind of bring it all to an end, right?
Yeah, it was great. Hopefully, you know, that wasn't our last game at the Peak. Like you said, they weren't really just saluting me, obviously.
Right.
I mean, Russo did
right.
The whole shebang, but
right,
it was great. Especially I was up front, so I got to just look at everybody, and you know, salute them back. That was really awesome.
Yeah,
that's a good memory to have.
For sure.
I'm curious, when you guys kind of came off the field, if a bunch of you were kind of crowded around the TV screen to watch the end of Louisiana Coastal.
Yeah, we. So after our last game, usually in the regular season at home, we go to the Baptist Student Union on campus, and they feed us and all of our parents that come, and it's like a little send-off for the seniors, and we go up front, get a little something from John Cox and whatever. But so we were all there, and we all had our phones. We had ESPN pulled up. We all had multiple games on each table watching it, and as soon as they made that last out, we were just – hooting and hollering.
We were too at my house. We raced home to watch the end. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you something, Cross. I was as nervous watching the Cajuns play Coastal as I get watching the Golden Eagles play.
Yeah. I told somebody the other day that was the only time I'll ever root for ULL.
Nick Smith works for MCS Home Center in a great place out here. Played on the 2009 World Series team. Two questions for you. Number one, try to capsule what that experience was like. And number two, what advice do you give to these young men who are working so hard to get back there?
It was such a memorable experience to go to the World Series, just how it happened. And, you know, kind of we were the underdog the whole time, which is a little bit different than this USM team. You know, they've been ranked in the top 25 probably for the better part of the year. And, man, just enjoy every second of it because it has gone quickly. Heck, it's been 20 years almost since mm-hmm. we went, which mm-hmm. doesn't seem that long ago. But.
Can you put into words what it was like when you first walked on that field and you realize I'm standing here in Omaha, Nebraska?
I think everybody just kind of got on the field because I think we went and, you know, did some infield and stuff that day and just kind of walk out to the foul line and just kind of stare around. There wasn't nobody in the stands, but you could tell that it was going to be such a wonderful place to play.
So. Yeah. And, of course, that was at the old stadium,
that
right?
That was at Rosenblatt, the old stadium, that's right. I think there was one more year after we went. Mm-hmm. I think 2010 was
But there's also an added specialness of that to be able to play in that stadium with all
absolutely.
The history there, too.
And I know the stadiums are still pretty similar to what they built, but it was you don't play in a lot of places in college with stands in the outfield. So it was pretty neat.
Yeah. Cross, can you allow yourself to think about that, or do you just have to ignore that and just get ready for the next game?
Kind of a little bit of both. Me personally, I don't really think about Omaha too much, like the field itself and having to play on that. It's more one game at a time, one pitch at a time. You know, the cliche, but it's true. If you want to be successful, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. They really won't let you guys start thinking too far ahead, will they?
Yeah, because, I mean, you gotta perform now so that you can play in the future, so you can't really get too far ahead of yourself.
Cross, I mean, over the weekend, you guys, 35 strikeouts, no walks. I talked to Oz about it, and it's just ridiculous numbers.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, just ridiculous numbers.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, I mean,
not know that.
Just talk about that. I mean, that's really hard to do even without as lethal pitching staff as you guys have.
Oh, yeah, that's incredible. Wow, I did not know that happened. But, yeah, I mean, Coach Oz, he just preaches, you know, stay in the zone every pitch you can, every pitch you have, whenever it is, whoever it is you're facing, throw it in the zone. Good things will happen. Don't give a hitter too much credit. So,
you've played for him your whole career, right, Oz?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't the head coach when I got here, but he was here.
How's he different now than he was when he was a pitcher coach?
I wouldn't say too much different, but, you know, he still leans towards the pitchers and stuff just because he knows that part of the game more. But, I mean, he's the same. You know, it's a good mentality that he has and that he brings and that he shows us that he has for us to kind of feed off of. But it's not just for pitchers. It can be for hitters as well, that mindset, so it's good.
How's it been working with Gunnar Leger this year?
Yeah, it's good. He knows exactly what he's talking about. I love Coach Leger. He was a legend at ULL. So he's done it. He's been in all of our shoes. He knows what he's talking about, yeah.
Yeah, he was a really good pitcher at ULL,
mm-hmm.
wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, we're not supposed to say ULL. They get mad.
Yeah, that's why I say it.
Oh, okay. I got you.
He didn't say it on Saturday, though.
Were you pulling for him Saturday?
I was.
Was there something inside of you that didn't feel quite right about that?
Not under the circumstances. I was like, it's fine this one time. We can let it slide. But I bet that's, you know, the whole team, that's what,
of
that's
course,
what we're rooting for.
Of course.
It's one of those, you're not necessarily rooting for them. You're just not upset if they win.
No, I sure. was, yeah. I just wanted to get them last six out so bad I could just taste
yes,
it.
Sir.
Yeah. Nick, these guys have been magnificent, haven't they? You know, my daughter said something about this baseball program Saturday night, and I think it really capsuled it. She said, it's remarkable. Every year they do something spectacular. Every year. And you can count on them to do it. True, isn't it?
It is very true. I haven't missed many games. My wife gets upset with me because I'm watching Southern Miss baseball pretty much mm-hmm. Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right, right.
And I think that just the consistency of the team this year. I don't think they had a losing week, I don't think. There was a couple or a few mm-hmm. 2 weeks, but just mm-hmm. the
yeah.
consistency all the way through has been.
Yeah,
has
worst
been
case scenario is they were a game above 500 and we were all freaking out.
You know? That's right. We get spoiled as USM fans. They've been playing good all year, and then through that little stretch, you know, the high, low, high.
Yeah.
You start panicking a little bit because you're so used to them doing
right,
so well.
Right.
So.
Cross, I guess it's no secret amongst the players how much love there is for the program here and how people just cling to every game, right?
Absolutely, yeah, it's unbelievable. Just like the fans love us, you know, we love each other. We'd do anything for each other.
Right, right. Quite a group, huh, Damon?
It is quite a group and quite a tradition. You know, another 40-win season for you guys, Cross. It has to feel good to get it done in the regular season as well.
Yeah, that's I mean, I guess that's kind of one of the unspoken goals is, yeah, we want to do 40, but 40 in the regular season is even better.
Yeah.
And we've done that, I know, the past two seasons, so it's pretty cool.
Three out of the last four. So
for the last four.
Three out of the last four.
Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't even know that. Yeah. Wow.
See all these stats we're bringing you today, Crawl?
Yeah.
35 strikeouts.
See, you know, we can't focus on that kind of stuff, you know. We have to just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Keep pumping strikes and 35 strikeouts, no walks. What do you think? Did Oz yell at them for that? You know, he was probably mad about a ball or something.
Was he upset about that y'all came close to walking someone?
You never know, Coach Oz.
You know, Cross, when I watch you pitch, you just seem so smooth and you just seem so comfortable. And you just seem so calm. You're the opposite of Colby, who acts like he wants to attack anybody in the building that happens to have a bat in their hand.
Yes, sir.
How do you keep that cool and calm demeanor, man?
You know, it's different for everybody. Everybody's different. They got a different personality. When I'm out there, I feel kind of like I got my hair on fire a little bit, kind of a little bit of Colby-ness, kind of, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh.
I guess it doesn't look like that to everybody else, but I feel that way in my body. I'd say it's a mixture of craziness like that plus peace on the mound, like you said. And I would just have to give credit to the Lord for just giving me peace when I'm out there trying to, get the job done for the team. Whatever happens, I'm going to
do your best.
Yeah, I'm going to try my hardest no matter what.
Well, the fans love you, Cross Sibley, and we sure appreciate everything you've done.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back. More players at MCS Home Center here in Hattiesburg. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
MCS Home Center, that's where the Super Talk Eagle Hour is at today, and we've got fans out here greeting baseball players, and what a great day, man. What a good Monday, and how do you not feel really good, Dima Mixon, about what happened over the weekend?
It's, you know, we normally get Oz on every single Monday, and, you know, we obviously didn't get him today. He had some business things to do, and we got the next best thing, which is six players to join us today.
Yeah, I think this is a nice treat.
Oz
is actually on his way to Jackson for the Boo Ferris Award.
Gotcha.
But, man, how happy are we right here right now? We've got two great senior leaders. I would say
arguably two people who probably should be winning the Boo Ferris Award.
Well, exactly correct. With all respect to Graydon, I mean, I would have brought one of these two guys to Jackson.
All three of them is what I would have brought.
With me if I'd have had a vote. Of course I don't. Colby Allen and Matthew Russo on the Eagle Hour. Guys, you've been the face, the leaders of the team all year long. Before we get into any specifics, let's just start with you, Matthew. How are you feeling this morning? The regular season is over, but you're a conference champion, and a lot of excitement laying in front of you.
Yeah, it was cool watching that final game with UL and Coastal. And honestly, winning it outright feels a lot better than what it was going to feel like if we were co-champs. So, that was special. We haven't done that since my true freshman year when we our last season in Conference USA, and I think we won it at mid-10, so it's like we couldn't really celebrate with each other, you know. It wasn't that was special. Saturday was special. So it was a great day, great weekend so far, and excited to get heading to Montgomery tomorrow.
Yeah, Colby, it would be hard if you weren't there to describe the atmosphere that was there all weekend, but really a lot of emotion on the field Saturday, and a lot of the emotion was because of guys like you two right here, because the fans knew it was your last regular season weekend there, Colby.
Yeah, I kind of got a little emotional as I ran out there Saturday and picked up that ball on the mound. Kind of hit me pretty hard. It was pretty tough to hold it in. I kind of looked up and kind of tried to really just take it in. And I know probably, hopefully, it's not the last time we're back, but still.
You're going to be back, Colby.
Yeah, we should. But, just soaking that in was pretty special. It was a special moment.
Was that hard for you? to go out and pitch? Because you had said to me last week, I hope I don't pitch before senior day.
Yeah, it was. I kind of knew, thankfully, the hitters were putting on a show, so we kind of knew when I was going to pitch that day. So I had a couple innings to really get my mind right and be able to like be prepared, I guess, to go out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matthew, we got to ask you about it. I mean, you know, it was a movie script type moment. Like we just all kind of had this sense it was coming for some reason.
Yeah.
Did you?
I was really hoping that I forgot who was up in the eighth or seventh, that they were going to walk it off, because I was like, goodness gracious, like, no way it's going to get back up to me. What am I, like, and then I got down 0-2 in the count. I'm like, oh, no.
Immediately.
Immediately. It was two good pitches. But, no, that moment, it was special. Whenever I was walking up there, I felt the energy. I got a little, like, I tried to hold it in a little bit. I held it in well. I was a little emotional going up there. But then, like, once that first pitch came, I was locked back in. And, got down to an 0-2 count, was battling, and then I saw that dude throw his changeup a couple times to prior hitters, and I knew it was coming, and I saw it, and I whacked it. And I just took a nice slow trot, embracing it all.
You stood there and watched it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good one. I had to watch it a little bit. I didn't miss the ball one bit, but, it was a cool moment for sure. Very, very awesome.
I know I asked you before in this season, and, you know, the couple walk-offs you had before that was, it just always seems to get to you. And we were looking at the order, and I was like, it's going to be Matthew. Like, I just knew it was going to happen, so I got my phone out and videoed it. But, I mean, kind of walk me through when you were rounding the bases there, because like you said, it was a lot slower than normal. And taking it in, and the whole dugout, you know, came out to the center plate. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. I was my parents actually weren't there, which was it's like their first game all year. My little brother, he had his high school graduation. So I knew that they would be watching. I was just trying to just embrace it all, check out, like, all the sections. I was looking at the lounge. I was looking at the roost. Then I saw the guys coming out of the bullpen. I saw the people in Corky's corner. Then I went up to the stands, just embracing it all. And then I finally finished it up with looking at my teammates and celebrating with them. So it was like a full circle moment for me, full circle around Pete Taylor Park. It was really cool.
Now, for just a moment, Matthew, and just tell us, were you tempted to do the Danny Lynch type of pimp walk that made him so famous?
Not really. I was just going I don't
what
think
are you
I,
laughing about?
I'm looking at it in my mind right now of him doing that.
I remember Dustin Dickerson grittying to third base on a balk, too. That would have been funny.
No temptation to do that, Matthew?
No temptation. Nobody can top what he did on his senior day. That's his and his only.
Yeah, two grand slams.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You put yourself in the Pete lore.
Yeah.
People will remember that like they remember the Danny Lynch moment, like they remember the relay play home, you know, to beat Rice for the conference championship. So you're there forever.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool to think about, you know. Just a dream of mine to play college baseball and then just I guess leave a legacy like we have is kind of it's cool to see.
Well, this man's going to leave one too. This man will go down as one of the top 10 pitchers in some
as he should be. As he should be.
Colby, I wanted to ask you a question because you know, Glenn and I talk about a lot on our show just about several decisions that really helped this team start to turn the corner after that kind of mountainous trend you had in March. But I mean, one of the biggest choices was for you to go to Coach Ostrander and say, I want to go back to the bullpen. And ever since then, I mean, just absolute nails. I mean, every outing. I mean, just for your sake, I mean, when you look back at that decision and that discussion, I mean, how much do you think that helped you throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, I kind of got back to myself, honestly. Starting just never felt right, to be honest. We tried to make it work. Couldn't, I guess, put it into words of the feeling it was. You know, I didn't ever realize it until I kept starting. I was like, I just don't feel like I have that edge about me. I felt a little too relaxed almost. Me and Coach Oz had that conversation, and it was a really good one. It was man-to-man. Obviously, starting's awesome, but at closing games is pretty awesome too, and I think that's where I fit, and I think that's where our pitching staff needed me at that time. And sure enough, now we got CC bumped to a weekend spot, and we're rolling. So I think it worked out for all of us.
How about your rotation, though? You watching three sophomores go out and what they've been able to do the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's special. That's unbelievable. I think we're probably one of the only teams, in my opinion, that I've paid attention to. It's got three dominant starters that go out there, and you know you're going to at least get 5 to 6 quality innings. That's pretty special, especially being in that bullpen. You kind of know and can honestly just get prepared for that later half of the game and not having to know you might have to get up in the third to fourth inning, you know.
Yeah. 35 strikeouts, no walks. Just want to say that again over the weekend.
You were aware of that, right?
Yep, that's
Cross another, wasn't aware.
Cross was not aware of that.
Cross doesn't have social
media. He doesn't
media.
Have social media. Yeah.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, probably.
You're kidding me. You are kidding about it.
Wow.
No. Oh, okay. No, yep. Okay.
We're not kidding.
Cross is unique.
He is.
He's a unique young man, is he not?
He is, but we love him.
Colby, it seems to me, and I'm obviously not a baseball player, but it seems to me that your personality is like attack everybody at the plate. Hard to do that for 6 or 7 innings, right?
I mean,
isn't it better for a guy like you to come in and give it 150% for 3 innings?
Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely a mindset. There's no doubt about that. You know, Coach Oz always preaches to us about having that mindset, but once you really get moved to that starting role from that bullpen role, it's kind of like, good grief, you kind of, it's like running on a long run, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I think that's a good thing that Graydon and CC and Sonny have figured out pretty early is they've been able to stay on that attack mode early and they can carry it on throughout the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, you're going to Montgomery, clearly the favorite to win the tournament. School's been in the league 3 years. You've been in the championship game every year. 1-2. I think I'm right about that. 1-2. Lost a close game to Coastal. Nothing less than that would be satisfying, would it?
Yeah, we're going there to win. No questions asked. We know what it's like. We know what we have to do. We know it's going to take more than just the guys y'all have seen this whole weekend. It's going to take everyone. Tournament play is difficult, and you got to play your best ball every day or you're going to lose and you're going to be done. So, yeah, we know that, and we're excited. It's always a fun weekend or week, I guess, for us. And, yeah, looking forward to it. We leave tomorrow and going to watch some baseball tomorrow night after a good practice tomorrow morning and get ready for Wednesday at 3:30, 4?
Yeah, 4 perfect. O'clock, yeah.
First time being the one seed. I mean, that has to feel pretty cool to be on that side of the bracket, getting to play some night games over there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's better than playing at 12 o'clock or 9:30 in the morning on Saturday, isn't it, guys?
Absolutely.
You don't like playing at 9:30.
That 9:30
is tough.
Oh, yeah, that's 6 o'clock, 5:30 wake-up call.
Yeah, it's tough.
Go get your breakfast, Brutal. Yeah.
I remember a couple of those last year, for the past few years.
Yeah. So, Colby Allen, what's on your mind right now? You've just finished the regular season. You're headed into the postseason. Expectations could not be higher.
Yeah, I think we just got to go in and keep playing how we're playing. I think the big thing that when we made that turn is we started playing loose and having fun. Kind of felt like earlier in the year, and I think that's the turning point for this team is just be ourselves. That's who we are.
You two guys will be on the Mount Rushmore of Southern Miss baseball. Do you realize that, both of you?
Your names will be loved here for many years
and well-deserved to both of you.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Good luck this week.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back. We're going to bring on more baseball players next. We're at MCS Home Center here in Hattiesburg. Come see us. Thanks.
Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. MCS Home Center hosting Southern Miss baseball this afternoon. And again, we want to thank Hank Lott for having us out here. Of course, we talk about this beautiful building. It's a locally owned home improvement center with literally everything you would need.
I just went back and walked back there because I need to find some nails for my nursery that I'm still trying to put together right now. And need to go get some. But it goes all the way back there. I mean, Kelly would get lost in here.
Oh, yeah, well, you wouldn't want Kelly lost in your store. You'd be trying to get the security people quickly.
Yes.
We thank Hank very much. And if you're going to, you know, if you're in line for this sort of material and products, buy it locally. You know, buy it from people like Hank Lott and his family. All right, we've got two more baseball players with us, and I'll let you introduce these two.
Yep, Davis Gillespie, of course, yeah. Left fielder, and then catcher Lawson Odom. Guys, thanks for showing up and showing out. Got all you guys on here today. Davis, we'll start with you. You know, kind of a guy who last season, of course, you know, the season ended for you in a kind of a rough way, and then, you know, you really bared down and came back this season, and I would say probably the best we've seen you over the past, ever since you started here. What has been the change for you, and just talk me through your season.
Yeah, thanks for having us out today. You know, just I think one difference is learning how to deal with the highs and lows, especially in a game like we play where you're going to fail. You know, kind of dealing with that and, you know, learning through the struggles of last year has kind of helped me grow into this season, just, you know, trying to be myself, not getting too high, not getting too low. Just playing my game every day with the best of my ability.
And Lawson, I mean, you know, behind the plate, I think you're – and we all love Tucker Stockman, of course, but behind the plate, I'd say you bring some fire behind there, man. And just
brings the juice,
yeah,
doesn't
it? Talk me through that and just the intensity you play with behind the plate.
Yeah, I just feel like that's something you can bring every day, no matter if you're 0-4 at the plate or having a bad day. I feel like that's something you can always bring. So just showing up every day trying to bring that helps everybody else, I feel like, just being – locked in and intense, maybe get some fire out of the boys or out of the pitchers and make them compete better and overall just win the game.
It's obviously getting a little hotter. Do you dread putting on that catching gear?
not really. It's awesome putting it out. You just got to make sure you hydrate and the day before, and you should be ready to go.
Because if you saw me in that, I'd make it probably an out, and then I'd be done.
You primarily didn't catch in high school, though, right?
No, sir. I played shortstop.
So how does this work? And Kobe primarily does a pitch in high school. He catches.
Yeah, it's just they ask you if you want to play a different position, and you just tell them yes, sir, and you just work as hard as you can and try to be the best you can. Sir.
Davis, you could have played anywhere you wanted to play. I mean, you're the kind of talent that all schools want. Why have you been here, and what is it about this place you love so, Davis?
Gosh, ever since I got here my first year, I've, you know, learned each and every day what Southern Miss is about, and, you know, it's something special that you can't, I don't think it's replicated anywhere else in the country. You know, all of us teammates are so close, same with the coaching staff, the fans. It's really everything that comes together that makes this place one of a kind.
You ever get a chance, and I'll throw this to both of you guys, I don't know if you, how much opportunity you get to talk to the opposing players that come to your place, but kids like the ones that were playing at the, that you were playing over the weekend, they have got to be a little mesmerized by the atmosphere and I say this in a loving way, the insanity that is Pete Taylor Park sometimes.
Yeah, I don't have too many firsthand experiences of guys telling me what Pete Taylor Park is like, but, you know, I can only imagine, you know, the environment. Because when we go on the road, you know, it's maybe once a year we have something even close to it. But, you know, we're so grateful for the, you know, environment that we have at home. And I'm sure it, you know, rattles the other teams sometimes.
Yeah, Lawson, is it tough to go play in those environments like Davis is talking about that are nothing like what you get used to?
Yes and no. I feel like our connection and culture that we just bring, it's just kind of, you feel it when we're in the dugout and the opposing teams. I feel like everybody's got their own energy, and we, Coach Oz always says, create your own energy. So even though, like, if we don't, even if we're away, I feel like we have more fans than the other team. So, so I mean, it's not necessarily a home game, but it feels more on our side because we have more fans there.
Yeah, you kind of took my next question. You guys go on the road, and it's not that uncommon for there to be more Southern Miss fans at the opponent's stadium, right?
Yeah, one example that's off the top of my head is we went to South Owl not too long ago, and, I mean, Friday, it was packed. But, like, the third base side was South Owl, and all of our side on first base was, you know, gold and black. So that was awesome. Yeah.
Do you have like a certain type of more looseness you have when you play on the road in those kind of not crazy environments? All the energy you're bringing is inside the dugout?
It's not a, you know, main focus. I would say it's more in the back of our heads. You know, we're mainly focused on the game at hand.
Sure.
Trying to, you know, the environment can't really, you know, dictate our performance. We have to go out there and, you know, focus on what we got to do.
Yeah. Does the mindset change now at all, Lawson, moving forward, or is it just the next game up?
I feel like if we keep doing what we're doing, I feel like we will end up in a great spot.
Mm-hmm. But you try not to think ahead. Am I correct about that?
Coach Oz always says the next game is the most important game of the year. So just taking that mindset is I feel like our team's bought into that. So playing our best the next game is what we're left focusing on.
And this team is very familiar with Montgomery. You guys have historically played very well over there. I mean, that's got to be important, being familiar with that ballpark, familiar with playing well there. Most of the team has been there several years. You know, just talk about that a little bit, you know, going to Montgomery this week.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite weeks of the year. Obviously, you know, a bunch of us have been there, seeing what it's like, seeing what we got to do, especially for me. I'm an Alabama guy. My mom's was raised in Montgomery, so it's kind of special for me.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, we can't wait. We're excited.
Yeah. You grew up near Birmingham, correct?
Yes, sir.
Right. How about you? How do you feel about playing in the tournament over there?
I feel like it's awesome. Always, especially winning the conference outright, I feel like it's even a bigger accomplishment if we can win the conference outright and win the championship.
And we should mention that Cross told us that you guys were watching the end of the Louisiana game. We raced home to watch the end of the Louisiana game. How weird was it to be pulling for Louisiana Lafayette?
We've definitely never been in a spot like that.
Yeah. And we'll never be again, probably.
No, we don't want to pull for them, but, you know, it was good seeing that game. You know, we've been chasing the regular season title for as long as I've been here now. Yeah. So that's one checklist off the box, and hopefully we have many more.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I mean, you guys chased down Coastal for being like five games back about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and you guys went on a tear and got to reap the benefit of that reward of being the one seed. I mean, that has to feel pretty good when you see that bracket and you see number one Southern Miss, because that's something that you guys just haven't seen over the last few years. No fault of your own, because the Sun Belt doesn't schedule against Coastal, which is ridiculous. Yeah. But, I mean, it's just kind of been how the cards have fallen, but it has to feel good to be the one seed.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like just going in, I mean, that was our expectation, so I feel like just – keeping that our standard and going in there playing our way, I feel like we'll be set us up in a good spot.
Davis, I want to ask you about Kyle Morrison and just him coming over from South Alabama and just what he's been able to do at second base, and just embrace this culture, you know, coming in from another school in the Sun Belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kyle has embraced it for sure. You're right. You know, I think he's realized how special it is here at Southern Miss. You know, he's done his job. He's come out every day ever since the fall started, and, you know, he's done his job, man. He's been really good for us.
All right, you catch, obviously, so you catch these guys a lot, right? Is there a lot of difference from pitcher to pitcher?
Yes and no. I mean, every pitcher, I feel like just the philosophy and all the stuff Coach Oz and Coach Leger do is built around the same thing, so I would say five guys have the same thing that I have to tell them or that they look for or I need to look for, and then five more guys have something else. So I feel like there's similarities and also differences between each pitchers, but I feel like they're trying to attack the zone and throw the best pitches right down the middle and let them work from there.
There's two of them here, so tell us, how is it different catching Cross Sively and Colby Allen?
I would say Colby's more intense, so I may not have to be as intense back there with Colby because I know he's going to bring it every single time. And Cross is a little bit more laid back, so I kind of just feel the way that they their mound presence is, and I kind of just counterbalance it with that. So if Cross isn't showing a lot of emotion, then I may try to bring some more emotion and make Cross show emotion after a strikeout. But I know Colby's going to bring it every single time, so I may try to calm him down a little bit so maybe he'd be in the zone.
Is this a fair analogy? Cross is like the smooth operator on the mound, and Colby's like he's looking for anybody that's got a bat in his hand and he wants to attack them,
100%.
Whether they're batting or not.
100%.
But they're both pretty effective at what they do, right?
Really, really good ball players.
You know, and several freshman pitchers this year made names for themselves. What did you see from catching some of them?
I felt like they really, Colby and Cross, did a great job of taking them under their wing and learning from them this fall. Just as a freshman, it's hard to come in and earn a role, but I feel like they took every weekend and every fall scrimmage and built off that. And when their time was called, they were ready and they performed well.
Davis, when you look back at this season, and if you thought, you know, for the offense especially, if there was one moment where you thought you guys just really felt like you clicked, what would it be?
Yeah, I guess one thing that comes to mind coming off, you know, maybe a rough stretch within the conference, that Texas State weekend, that was when we kind of took off and, you know, took the conference by hold. We won 14 out of the last 15 as an offense that weekend really just started clicking, and we haven't stopped since, so hopefully we'll keep that going.
We're going to be following every pitch, guys. We'll both be at Montgomery and covering every game, and hopefully we can talk about a tournament championship after it's all said and done this Sunday, right?
That's right.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
More from MCS Home Center. Stay with us. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is at MCS Home Center, Highway 98 here in Hattiesburg. Having a great time talking to these baseball players that are all in here. And the man responsible for all that, Hank Lott, joins us. And then we'll get to the boss here in a minute, Stone. But
yes,
Hank, first of all, thank you very much for having us out here and doing this for these kids.
We really appreciate the university allowing them to have the time to come do this before they take off to Montgomery. So been a very good day. Thank you guys, as usual, for putting this on, and you did a great job.
Well, I want to ask you, while I have this opportunity, I'm delighted that you came on the show. Give me the genesis of your thought of putting this beautiful building and business here together.
Well, on the west side of town, there's once to stay out of the traffic, there's not really a good option for the products and services that we provide. So reached out to Ron Saville, and he thought it would be a good idea. We traded some property and different things, and so he was ready to I guess maybe start another chapter somewhere else, and we were ready to start another chapter for ourselves. So it worked out really well for both, I think.
Tremendous undertaking, though, correct?
Am
I not right about that? This was a big job.
It was a pretty good size job. We added quite a bit of square footage to the facility here, and we started in about July, and we opened up March 1st. So it was all hands on board to do that, and keep the rest of the companies rolling was kind of tough, but we got through it. So
how many square feet here?
This facility is about just under 30,000.
Wow.
Yes, it's beautiful and
gorgeous.
Gosh, it would be hard to describe all the things you have from housewares here, which could be gifts.
Sure.
To washers and dryers to lumber.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Right?
Almost like an old old general store, maybe on steroids, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think they look like this. this is really a beautiful building. All right, this guy sitting here to your right, he really runs the show. Is that correct?
He does run the show for us, and I would have to say he could be the biggest Southern Miss fan in Hattiesburg. I suspect,
think you're
or he,
right.
maybe
I think you're right.
He'd be close.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think, Stone?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I totally agree on that.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how great has it been to watch baseball with me this year, Stone?
I mean, it's absolutely been fun. Okay, but I mean, you know, just going out and to support these players and these coaches and the rest of the staff. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, Hank, you do know Stone comes and eats with us a lot and
watches
ball with us a lot. We always love having him.
I'm sure y'all may have to send me a bill after the season. I'm sure he's put it on for sure.
Yes, I do.
He likes that pizza when the pizza shows up.
Stone shows up.
What was your favorite moment from the season so far?
Well, so far so good. It's probably just every team we've played. You know, I mean every opponent we played throughout the season. I mean, it didn't matter who our opponents were throughout the season. You know,
did you like the Russo home run, Stoney?
Well, my favorite was probably the Russo home run. Okay, and so I mean that was definitely my favorite thing of baseball. So,
yep.
Does Matthew know that? Have you told Matthew that? That was your favorite moment of the whole season?
I could have said it about that, but I mean that's
there he is. Don't tell him.
I mean that was definitely my favorite guy right here. So, yeah.
Hank, this business is a real treat for the community, and I think it's been well received.
It has. They've been very good to us. We have the lumber yard there in Summerall, and our first test in the retail market was our retail business was in Columbia,
right?
The home center there, and what that was an undertaking as well, but it's done very well and enjoyed the business, and so we decided we'd try it on the west side of town. It's been good to us. The community's been very good to us.
What is the one thing you'd like the public to know about your new MCS Home Center?
Well, honestly, the people that we have here they're just top-notch. We didn't put out applications for people to apply to work here. We actually sought them out. We've been in the industry for a long time, so we knew most everybody in the industry, and we sought them out because we had been watching them for many years, decades, really. Mm-hmm. And so it takes you back, in my opinion, when you come in, it kind of takes you back to the probably mid-90s whenever you'd go in there and you into a home center type environment, and you could actually ask questions of the people that worked there that had their different departments that they were in charge of. And so if you need electrical, we have a guy that's been in the electrical business forever.
You can actually
forever.
Find people that work
there. You can. We try not to run too fast away from the customer.
I think you know what I'm referencing.
I will.
But, you can actually find people to help you here.
We've been blessed.
The building is beautiful. Who designed this?
Well, it was a restaurant, of course. So we just took it, and it happened so fast we didn't have time to really get really in-depth with architects. We just made it work and expanded, and my little brother, Hawk Lott, did a fantastic job. He did most of the design.
I sure want to thank you for all the support you've given our show.
Absolutely.
You're a great friend, and we tell people every day, this is where you come.
We appreciate you guys very much.
Real quick, Thomas Valinkas for Mississippi State won the Boo Ferris Award. Just now.
Okay. Oh, well.
Thank you, Hawk.
Right.
Thank you, Hank.
Yes, sir.
Stone, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
To the top, Stone.
To the top.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all so much.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.